This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I share with you, and this is an etiquette because it's not really, and you'll see what I mean in a moment, but he's describing radiallahu anhu something that he saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam do in his salah. فقال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يصلي جلس فافترش رجله اليسرى ثم وضع يديه أو ذراعيه على فخذيه ثم رفع سبابته أشار بها يحركها. So he said that he saw the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام pray one day, have his right foot stand up and he's sitting on his left foot, and then he put his arms on his thighs, and then he moved his pointing finger, the second one, beside the thumb. He put it up and he moved it. Imam Muslim, in his Sahih, on Abdullah ibn Zubayr, same wording, where he says, رَضَلَّهُ عَنُّهُ قَالَ أَشَارَ بِهَا وَلَمْ يُحَرِّكْهَا, that he put it up and didn't move it. So when you study this topic, which is when you say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and people move their finger, this pointing finger here in your right hand, the madhahib have four different ways of doing this. And if you do any of these, you're fine. So Abu Hanifa and the Ahnaf, or the Hanafiya in general, the way they do it is that they put their finger up and nafi. Nafi is when you say la ilaha, when you're denying. In the Shahad Tawheed, there is no God but Allah. So the no God piece, that's nafi. So when they would say nafi, they would put their finger up. So, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And then he put his finger down until the end of the salah. And wouldn't move it. The Shafi'iyya do it the flip. يَرْفَعُونَهَا عِنْدَ الْإِثْبَاتِ. So they put it up when it says, إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So the Imam al-Shafi'i went like this. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And then he keeps it up this way until the end of salah. With no movement. Imam Ahmad with the Hanabila, they move it only, they put it up only when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is used. So, التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك السلام على عباد الله صالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبد رسول الله. So they move it whenever they say the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put it down again, right? Imam Malik, المالكية have a different way of doing it. They put, so the way you put your hand on your thigh, either you put in all three fingers, and your this one is down like that, so all three fingers are taken inside, and the thumb wraps around, and the finger is down, up and down. Or these two fingers go back in, and then the middle finger and the thumb make a halaqa, and all madhahib accept both of them are fine. Imam Malik, he would have his hand put on the side, so instead of having it down like this, he would have it like this, and then he would move the finger right and left, not up and down, all throughout salah. Regardless of what's being said. All four methods have evidence, and all four methods are fine. So whatever madhab you follow, you can do whatever it is that you were taught, and it's fine. So you'll see people doing different things, because the scholars have different opinions on how to do this. The reason that I say it's an etiquette, it's because it's not of the level, it's not a faridah, obviously, it's not an act, it's not an obligatory action, it's not a pillar, it's not an obligatory action. It doesn't even sometimes, for many scholars, it does not level up and rank to a sunnah. It's something that is mustahab, that is recommended to do, with different degrees of levels of recommendation. So whatever you do is fine. And don't necessarily feel that you have to correct the person beside you who's doing it a little bit differently than you. You know why I tell you this? Because there's a story that exists in the books, and it's an old story, I'll just share with you this funny story, where a Shafi'i was praying beside a Maliki. So the Shafi'i would go, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and his finger goes up, and that's it. He's like this, and he's making dua throughout salah. And beside him is a guy from Imam, and he's moving his finger the whole time. And he didn't know what was happening. So once salah was over, he broke his finger for him. This is in the books. This is books like 700, 800 years ago. It's in the books that this is what they would do. There was sometimes lack of etiquette, lack of understanding that some of these details in acts of worship and rituals, there's a lot of opinions and there's a lot of ease. There's a lot of ease. So you can do different things. As long as you take whatever you do from the teachings of a valid scholar or from one of the schools of jurisprudence that have an argument for it, then you're safe. And if you decide to keep your finger down the whole time, then you're fine as well. All of that is fine. It's an etiquette of salah, and it's something that has different methods of being performed. I just wanted to share it with you because I see people ask me this question often, and I want to make sure that there are four different methods of doing it. You can listen to this khatil again if you forgot what they were. يروي الإمام النسائي في سننه بسند صحيح عن وائل بن حجر رضي الله عنه قال رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي فجلس فافترش رجله اليسرى يجلس عليها ووضع ذراعيه على فخذيه ثم رفع سبابته أشار بها يحركها صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك وبحمده شهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We have a session, so please pray your sunnah and then